New York, September 4th, 1969. The hunters were closing in for the kill. 2,000 years ago in Rome, the contest would have been staged at the Circus Neronus or the Colosseum, where voracious lions would have been stalking the victim in an arena of blood and sand, eager to tear him to pieces. But this was the civilized 20th century, and the circus was being staged in the Criminal Courts Building of downtown Manhattan, courtroom number 16. In place of Suetonius was a court stenographer to record the event for posterity, and there were dozens of members of the press and visitors attracted by the daily headlines about the murder trial who queued up outside the courtroom at 7 o'clock in the morning to be assured of a seat. The quarry, Michael Moretti, sat at the defendant's table, a silent, handsome man in his early 30s. He was tall and lean, with a face formed of converging planes that gave him a rugged, feral look. He had fashionably styled black hair, a prominent chin with an unexpected dimple in it, and deeply set olive black eyes. He wore a tailored gray suit, a light blue shirt with a darker blue silk tie, and polished, custom-made shoes. Except for his eyes, which constantly swept over the courtroom, Michael Moretti was still. The lion attacking him was Robert De Silva, the fiery district attorney for the County of New York, representative of the people. If Michael Moretti radiated stillness, Robert De Silva radiated dynamic movement. He went through life as though he were 5 minutes late for an appointment. He was in constant motion, shadowboxing with invisible opponents. He was short and powerfully built, with an unfashionable graying crew cut. De Silva had been a boxer in his youth, and his nose and face bore the scars of it. He had once killed a man in the ring, and he had never regretted it. In the years since then, he had yet to learn compassion. Robert De Silva was a fiercely ambitious man who had fought his way up to his present position with neither money nor connections to help him. During his climb, he had assumed the veneer of a civilized servant of the people, but underneath, he was a gutter fighter, a man who neither forgot nor forgave. Under ordinary circumstances, District Attorney De Silva would not have been in this courtroom on this day. He had a large staff, and any one of his senior assistants was capable of prosecuting this case. But De Silva had known from the beginning that he was going to handle the Moretti case himself. Michael Moretti was front page news, the son-in-law of Antonio Granelli, Capo di Capi, head of the largest of the five Eastern Mafia families. Antonio Granelli was getting old, and the street word was that Michael Moretti was being groomed to take his father-in-law's place. Moretti had been involved in dozens of crimes ranging from mayhem to murder, but no district attorney had ever been able to prove anything. There were too many careful layers between Moretti and those who carried out his orders. De Silva himself had spent 3 frustrating years trying to get evidence against Moretti. Then suddenly, De Silva had gotten lucky. Camillo Stella, one of Moretti's soldati, had been caught in a murder committed during a robbery. In exchange for his life, Stella agreed to sing. It was the most beautiful music De Silva had ever heard, a song that was going to bring the most powerful mafia family in the East to its knees, send Michael Moretti to the electric chair, and elevate Robert De Silva to the governor's office in Albany. Other New York governors had made it to the White House: Martin Van Buren, Grover Cleveland, Teddy Roosevelt, and Franklin Roosevelt. De Silva intended to be the next. The timing was perfect. The gubernatorial elections were coming up next year. De Silva had been approached by the state's most powerful political boss.
"With all the publicity you're getting on this case, you'll be a shoo-in to be nominated and then elected governor, Bobby. Nail Moretti, and you're our candidate."